Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. And speaking about happy, we're going to have a special guest who's going to talk about being joy. That's how she calls it, being joy. I just love that phrase. Heard it from her a couple of weeks ago, and I can't get it out of my mind. I'd like to make a quick announcement, though, about the newest project that I'm working on. It's called my newest Dare to Be Authentic book of collaborative authors, and it's going to be called Dare to Be Authentic, Volume 5, believe it or not, Let Yourself Prosper. This book is going to be talking about prosperity, not just financial prosperity, but prosperity in every area of your life. So if you have a story to tell about authenticity and prosperity, or you know anyone else who has a story to tell, doesn't matter if you're a writer or never wrote before. All we're looking for is the story. Just contact me because I'm looking for contributing authors right now. My number is 954-243-7297, or you can check it out at lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. And if you have any interest, just contact me. Well, now I'd like to introduce my special guest. Her name is Jacqueline Elliott, and she taught college students and saw amazing transformations in them. After she retired from teaching, she now creates programs to guide people through that transformative process that she saw her college students achieve and they were experiencing. She believes that everyone should be able to transform and that each of us has a secret well of joy. That's why she calls it being joy. She thinks it's a buried treasure, and she creates a safe place where your creativity and that joy can emerge. Jacqueline, it's so great to have you on the show today. Welcome.
Thanks, Mary. Oh, I'm just so excited to be here. Thank you.
I'm excited to have you here. So, you know, you have such an interesting story. We talked a couple of weeks ago. Tell us the story so the listener can hear of how you came to do what you currently do.
Well, as you explained there, I was teaching college courses, and what I was teaching was foundation principles of design, but I was teaching it as the core humanities requirement for graduation. So I had students from all ages and backgrounds, and every possible discipline, because they thought it would be easy. Art department, right? It's going to be easy. So I taught them basic principles of creativity, but not just for art, but for applied to life in general. And so we would use design explorations to talk about things in life, and I couldn't believe the transformations I was seeing. So that's when I said, boy, I got to figure this out. And this was years ago, but I did figure it out. And that was how it came to be. I the only thing was I taught it there for years. But then after I retired, I thought I was going to be lazy and just travel and, you know, do wonderful things. And I kept getting this really strong thing from my intuition saying, this is important. You've got to do this online. And I went, oh, my God, that will be such a huge learning curve for me to do it online. But anyway, that's how it all came about.
Wow, that's really fantastic. So how did you receive the inspiration for the concept of being joy? Because I just love that phrase. Tell us a little bit about that.
Being joy, yeah. Well, in this process, the whole idea of the difference between joy and happiness, and I really went into that deeply within myself, and the difference, happiness being always dependent on something outside of you, you know, like eating an ice cream cone or everything's going well or whatever. But joy is much deeper. It's like soul level, and it's embodiment. The being part, that's why I capitalize the being. It's embodied. It's like you become that. So it's not just an emotion. You know, it's something you actually live, the difference. And that was really the intuition that I had about that. And I spent a lot of time coming to that.
Sounds absolutely lovely. So tell us a little bit about what does it feel like to actually be joy, to be the embodiment of it?
Oh, once you've gotten there, you can't believe it. There's no going back, believe me. It's just like, even when stuff that we usually call bad things happen, it's like you can handle it. It's like you can manage it. It's not devastating because you have this aliveness that's so far above it. Like I say, it's really, it's soul work, actually, is what it is.
Yes.
If you want to come down
yes.
to it.
Yeah, it is. And I agree with you, and I've experienced that. I just didn't, the concept of being joy, just feeling that in your body, I am the embodiment of joy. I am joy. What a difference from, like you said, yes, we enjoy things. We have an ice cream cone. We have a date. We have a holiday, like we had a holiday weekend this weekend, and we enjoy things, and things can make us happy for a moment. But to have that inner wellspring of joy that just comes out, and like you say, when we are joyful, when we're in a good mood, when we're happy from inside out, it things can't take our joy away so easily, right?
That's
right. Happen. Life happens. I call it life happens. You want to talk a little bit to that, you know, how things can happen and how just living in this joy so easily.
Well, and, you know, it affects everyone around you, your family, the people you work with. It's amazing. If you are in that state and you actually have that embodiedness, it affects everyone around you. They feel lighter around you, and they'll start mentioning it to you. It's amazing. You know, I think that what I really want to say is everyone has it and people don't realize it. That's why I say being joy is who you are, but you've forgotten. And it's because of conditioning. We've all been conditioned, and we've been conditioned out of this, and it's our birthright. We actually had that. You know, when you see little children just being, I mean, they're joyful. They're outward, and they're exploring, and that's what we want to get back to. Not childish, but to have that freedom, to be who you truly are. That's why I love your show, Dare to Be Authentic. Boy, that is so true. And how do you be authentic until you know who you are, right? And you've got to get back to
exactly.
that. That's your essence. And boy, we all have it. We just got to learn how to get back to it. So
That's so true. That's so true, Jacqueline. One of the things I teach my clients sometimes, because when I started this journey, I didn't know who I was. And that's why I created Dare to Be Authentic shows and books. I got lost
really?
With my mother and Sunday school teacher and wife and daughter and caretaker and you name it, right? So I didn't know who I was. I had lost myself through all those years of conditioning, like you say. And so I had to find who I was. And one of the things I tell my students, like you're talking about, is go back to your childhood. What did you like to do when you were a child? You know? So what things did you enjoy? What do you really love?
Yep. What's your greatest dream for yourself? How do you dare to really dream that and believe that it's possible? Because it is. And I say to students, I'm going to prove it to you that you can do this. That's really, you can be who you truly are. Your authentic self is in there just waiting to come forth. You know, and
so true.
So say, what is your greatest dream for yourself? And then through these creative experiments and different things that I do, you just relax into your true self. You just become it. It's just natural. But you have to allow it. And you have to get out of all those shoulds and all those, like you say, all of those roles.
Yes.
That we make that our identity, and that's not who we really are. Those are just roles we play. And it's not that they're not important. We have to do all those things. But we can come from a much deeper level. So.
Yeah. So very true, Jacqueline. So very true. And so what do you think is the main message that you want to bring to the public today?
Oh, well, like I said, being joy is who you truly are but have forgotten. You know, that's the main thing, because people need to know that's your essence, your divine creativity, really. And in within that is your genius. So the being part of is the embodiment of that truth, who you really are. You're born with it, but it got covered up, like I said, with cultural conditioning. So my job is guiding you to break out of that conditioning to being joy through this creativity process. It's actually fun, but you have to relax in order to have fun with it.
Exactly. So I like that. You're like, relax, allow it. And people will say, well, I don't know how to allow it. I don't know how to relax or even have fun. What would you say to somebody who says that to you?
Who says what? How to have fun?
When someone says, I don't know how to relax. I don't know how to have fun anymore. What do you say to people who say that to you?
That's right. You know, okay, so here's one of the things I start with. And this drives people crazy because it makes them feel so weird. Go out somewhere and skip. You know, adults don't skip anymore. But if you will make yourself go do that somewhere where nobody's watching, you know, and just try skipping, you won't believe what that does to your body. It's like, oh, this feels good. And it's silliness.
Wow.
It's the willingness to be a little silly. I think that really helps.
I love that. And you know what? I can't remember at all, Jacqueline, the last time. Like, wow. I love that idea.
I know.
Maybe I'll try it today. I'm afraid I'll break my neck, though.
I have these three free classes that I offer to people. And on it, I have a video of myself going to the main. I went out to a mall nearby where I live, and took 3 hours in a video camera and tried to get people to skip. It's hysterical. But I got 5 minutes for the video, people skipping it. And
What a great idea. Oh my gosh, I love that. Do you have that posted somewhere where we can go see it?
Yeah, well, if you go to joyfully101.com, I have 3 free classes that India. All of you listeners are perfectly welcome to do this. It's free. And you go on there and you put in your email, and then you get these 3 free classes. Okay. And what they are, it's like a sampling. They're a sampling of how my courses run. And on that, there is the skipping video. It's worth it just to see that. It's so silly. It's really
just
silly.
To see that. I agree, because that sounds beautiful. I love that. Very good. So what role, you were telling us a little bit, but let's go more deeply about what role authenticity plays in your clients creating that life of joy and fulfillment, that joy from the inside.
I that's what I was saying about dare to be authentic. I think you have to dare to be your true self first. You have to know deeply who you truly are and how magnificent all of us really are, deeply. We don't have any idea what our greatness amounts to until we start finding that. It's a buried treasure. It really is. It's a secret that we all have. And in order to be completely authentic, first, you have to know who you are. Beyond all of these shoulds and all of these, you know, roles and shoulds and all that sort of thing. So it's deep work, and it's joyful, and it's fun. So how can it be deep and serious and silly and fun all at once? But it is.
I love it. I love that you call it a buried treasure, and it just gives you, you know, when you're a kid, you know, you're looking for buried treasure. It gives you such a exciting feeling. It gives me, when I hear the words buried treasure, I feel so excited, but it's our own treasure. It's inside of us. So that's really absolutely wonderful. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and
are you there?
We're going to take a quick break and then sponsorship show. Sorry about that. Had a little hiccup there. And we'll be right back.
Okay.
And if you'd like, you can call in. The number is 929-477-3800. 929-477-3869. You can call in with your questions, and we'll be right back.
I'm Christina Weber. I help Catholic mompreneurs live authentically by fully engaging the power of their calling, earning more and less time, and getting back to enjoying their family. And that's why I'm offering you a complimentary audio download of my newest CD product, 7 Steps to a Regret-Free Catholic Biz Mom Living. Stop feeling guilty and confidently living what matters most. Access your audio immediately at www.CatholicWoman'sGuide.com/regret-free. That's go to www.CatholicWoman'sGuide.com/regret-free to stop feeling guilty and confidently live what matters most.
Hi, and welcome back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. We're here with our guest, Jacqueline Elliott. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell, and today we're talking about what she calls being joy, which is having joy from the inside out, learning who you are about yourself. We've been talking a lot about authenticity, and Jacqueline has been saying that we really need to know who we are and get back to that in order to have a space where we can nurture this joy. Isn't that true, Jacqueline?
Absolutely. That's the secret.
Yes. Okay, very good. So tell us a little bit more about your courses. You mentioned your website, and you said that there's some, you know, you gave the artisan a chance to have a little taste of your courses. But tell us a little bit more about your courses, if you would.
What I'm doing is gathering people now who are interested, who resonate. It probably won't be a huge number of people because I want to have a lot of one-on-one. This is not something you can do in, 7 steps to something. It's going to take a while, and I like to work with people one-on-one in this process. So I'm gathering people through this, the free 3 sampling kind of course, and then I've developed a hub that's kind of like where everybody can go and put up their little work, and if they write something or they take a picture or whatever, and we can share that with each other and have a lot of interaction. And I want to develop that and first, and then from that we'll move into the actual courses, which will probably start in January. And so I have from now in January to really, I want the group to be very cohesive and together and get to know each other. I don't want it to be just me speaking out to the group and then it just doesn't work for me. So I'm trying something that's not real common online, but I really think it'll work. So So that's enough for now, because if they go on and get those 3 samples, they're going to find out all information about, you know, the whole courses and everything, because it's complex. Not hard.
All the details will be there. Okay. And like you say, it takes time. You know, I've been working on myself for a long time. And when I started out this journey, I didn't have that joy from the inside out, Jacqueline. I didn't. I remember crying myself to sleep every night. That's how unhappy I was. And I didn't know that joy came from inside. I was one of those people who thought that people brought me joy. Things brought me joy. I wasn't really materialistic, so it was more like people brought me joy. And if those people weren't there, there was no joy, right? So that's kind of a hard way to live, because you're always depending on someone else to bring you happiness. And if they're gone, if they're away, if they pass away, there goes your joy. And what, you're supposed to live miserable the rest of your life? So, you know, the message that you have to offer is, I know it's completely life-changing. Tell us a little bit about those life changes that you've experienced with your clients.
It is transformative. And one of the things is how it affects everyone around you. So you're not dependent on other people for your joy. You have it. But, you know, I mean, what you said is kind of extreme. I mean, to be that sadness and cry yourself to sleep every night, that's really, my heart goes out to you. That's a tough one to live through. And I know that many people do. But, you know, I think even more than that, the great majority of people are going through their life in this step-by-step sort of, you know, do this, do that, do this, do that, and then the next day it's the same thing over and the same thing over. And and there's, you know what I'm saying? I don't know the word for that. But it's like, finally, someone says, you know, there's got to be more life than this. There just got to be more to life than this. Can't be what it's all about. And more than more than anything, those are the people that have that I have worked with who just are going, what? You know, really?
Right, right. It's true. And I always used to say there has to be more to life than this. And found out that it's really not that hard, like you say. It's simple. It's not easy, but it's a simple concept. And one of the things I discovered that you probably already know is that our thoughts have a lot to do with how we feel. In fact, it has everything to do with how we feel. And so if I keep focusing on something negative that happened in my life, it could be from 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, or from yesterday. If I keep focusing on that negative, I'm not going to allow that joy to come into my heart. And
that's right.
It, you know, that's very powerful. I'm sure that's part of the technique that you teach, how to keep ourselves grounded, how to keep ourselves thinking about the things that bring us joy. Do you want to talk a little bit about that, about what the thinking pattern would be?
Well, I know in my own experience, if there was something that was right and I focused on that and I got more of it. And I, you know, there's some pretty famous people who have said that for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you focus on expands. So if you're focusing on not having enough money, guess what? You're going to get more of not having enough money, which is just crazy.
Right.
You know. And but if you're focusing on, let's say you're focusing on a creative experiment or an exploration, and I also want people to go into nature because I don't think we do that enough anymore.
Right.
And get that, it's an expanded feeling. That's what it is.
Yes.
It's getting to a point where your worldview expands. That's what I'm doing, okay? It's getting people to expand that worldview. And with that larger view, then it's not so tight. It's like you see the possibilities. And if you can see the possibilities, then you can focus on that. And then that becomes work. You know, it's just like it works. You can make it work for you.
Absolutely. And just to say a little bit more about that, another way is, you know, we all have problems. We have difficulties, an obstacle. You know, things come up. It's just life. And one of the things I've discovered is we focus on the solution. And it sounds kind of weird because I have this problem, right? So usually we were taught from childhood, okay, you got this problem, you got to solve the problem. Well, I noticed that as long as my mind is on the problem, whatever it might be, the solution can't even come to me because I'm focused on the negative. But if I change from that and I start expanding, like you say, my mind is saying, okay, this is the problem. I know what that is. I've gone over it millions of times. What could be a solution, right? And there might be one, as ridiculous as it might seem, Jacqueline, sometimes. Okay, this could be a solution. And then once you get into that mode, then you can expand and more possible solutions could come.
Yeah, that's it. It's getting started so that you can see all the possibilities. And you have to be open. You know, you have to be open for that because you're stressed. And so you're shut down.
Yeah.
You know, what they say about the brain, when you're stressed, you're shut down. You're not really open to new ideas or possibilities at all. So the breakthrough is getting to, okay, what are the possibilities? And sometimes this is where the creativity is really helpful because you can just say all the crazy ideas you come up with, write them down. All, I don't care how nutsy it is, just write it down. And sometimes in the process of doing that, it loosens up that stress brain and you start thinking, well, you know, that's crazy, but maybe if I did that, you know, it's like one thing kind of leads to another. I say, one of my mantras is a little bit at a time, just a little bit at a time, and everything can change. You don't take giant leaps here. You know, this is not something that you're going to say all of a sudden, I can solve all my problems. All I have to do is think all the possibilities. It's something that you have to work into gradually. You know, we're our whole lives, all this conditioning. So it's not going to happen overnight. You're going to have to kind of
right.
play with it a little bit. And I like to say play rather than work, because I do think that's the answer. Being playful with
I love that.
Is much, much better than working at it, right?
I couldn't agree more. I hate the working at it, because it just makes, I mean, the minute you hear the word work, right, you're like, that's the feeling that you get. So I got to remember that. Can I steal that from you? You got to play.
Sure.
I love that.
Sure.
It's a whole different vibration. All of a sudden I'm ready to play and skip and do all that cool stuff. Yeah, I love
well, you know,
that.
It's our culture.
That's amazing. Yes, it is.
Our culture.
It is.
Our culture is a work culture. We have that built in. And I think it goes back to the beginning of this country, really, where everything was like work, work, work. You're praised if you work hard, you know, and all those kinds of
yes.
things. Hey, wait a minute. What if I just, you know, can solve this problem by playing? Is there anything really wrong with that? No, I think we've lost the ability to play and be joyful. And, you know, I think that's the coming thing. I really do. I think that's how we're evolving to being relaxing
so.
More and not having to work all the time, you know.
I would love to see that. Yeah. Play yourself into your solutions. Play yourself into inspiration, which is really what we do. And, you know, I find that for me, you know, sometimes you're in that mode, of course, and you're stuck in the middle of the muck of the problem. And so I thought you're not positive. So how do I get out of that? Sometimes I use music. Sometimes I use dancing. Sometimes I just watch something funny because I love to laugh, you know. There's tricks, because you get stuck in that. And once you're like in that mode, I call it that vibration, you don't jolt out of that easily. So you have to have your little box of tricks. Do you have anything special that you like to use or like to use with the clients?
Oh, but I love the idea of music. That's great.
Yeah.
I do that, but I wasn't. Yeah. I don't think I was aware of using that specifically, although I know I do
mm-hmm.
that. Just
yeah.
change
yeah,
the mood
music.
By turning on a different kind of music. I love gypsy music. That's not goofy. And it just makes me, I can't
Ooh.
Stand still. So that's, you know, that's
right.
good.
Yeah.
I had my
music
I had my
can
DNA
do it, you know.
Done. I had my DNA done and found out I had some gypsy, and I said, well, that doesn't surprise me.
Well, it's no wonder you go for gypsy music. You have a tambourine? I like that.
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's cool. Yeah, music will do it. Sometimes getting out. You talked about nature. Even getting out. You may not live in a place that has a lot of nature. You live in a big city, but you can get out for a little walk. I love to go down to the beach. Nothing shifts me more than being down by the ocean. And I'm fortunate enough to be close enough to where that I can get there, you know, 15 minutes, sometimes less. So different tricks like that. People that have pets, they say, you know, pet your cat or play with your dog for a little bit, just to shift that energy, you know, just to shift that.
It's true. And even in cities,
yeah,
there's always parks. I mean, I think you
yes.
can take a walk to a park, right? Am I wrong?
Absolutely.
Usually.
I grew up in New York City, and every neighborhood has a park. So I grew up in New York City. It's all cement, right? But every neighborhood has its park. You can get over there.
Yeah.
One last thing that you'd like to say to a listener. We're about to wrap up the show, Jacqueline. Is there one last thing on your heart you'd like to share or say to a listener?
Well, I'd like to, you know, anyone who resonates or feels like this might be something that they would enjoy, my job is to guide people to locate their authentic self. And I'm encouraging all the time to take that truth into their community, spread the joy once they receive it. So that's the program.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to talk to anyone who's interested. Go to joyfully101.com. And then from there, you can actually get to me personally, and you'll find out a lot of stuff.
Fantastic.
That's
so you've got joyfully101.com. Easy it can be. She will also be on my radio show page. You can find Jacqueline there. She's up there now. So have a wonderful rest of your day. Thanks for joining us. Thanks so much, Jacqueline, for being on the show today. It's been wonderful. Have a good rest
Mari,
of your
I've
day.
Mari, I've enjoyed. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide.
with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.